Plus, computers and technology for the Tony Kelly Morning Show are provided by KI Technology Group. It's Tech Time with KI Technology Group President Linda Lynch on the Tony Kelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Tony.
So you got your bikes on the back of your car there?
Yep, I do.
Now you got to get some work done to them?
Yes.
You're wearing them out, huh?
Well, just trying to get it tuned up so it fits me a little bit better than it does now.
All right. Let's talk tech. When we talk about servers, keeping them cool is really important. But for those of us who aren't very smart when it comes to servers, what is a server and what does it do?
A server is like the heart of a network in a business. So files are shared there. Email comes in and out of there. So it's really doing most of the work for the network.
How big is a server usually, say, for the average size business?
Well, for the average size business, if you only have a single server, it's probably bigger than your average desktop computer, but not huge. If you have more servers, you may put them in a rack and they may be just 4 to 6 inches tall and have things much more compactly organized inside.
What's the biggest company you service?
We have one company that has 4 servers.
Mm-hmm.
They have about 15 to 20 on their paid staff, but then a number of other people who are sort of contract workers that come and go for a total of 80 to 100.
All right. Why is it important for us to keep our servers cool?
The components inside a server generate a lot of heat. So do your desktops and laptops, for that matter. If you've ever put your hand where the air is exhausting out,
that's why they got that little fan in there, right?
Yes, that's why there's fans inside there to keep things from cooling. If they get too hot inside, the processors can actually burn up. Now, most systems will shut down before things become that critical, although that hasn't always been true. So you don't really have to worry about burning it up, but you certainly don't want your server to shut down unexpectedly in the middle of the day when people are trying to work.
What happens if the processors burn up?
Well, then you have to go buy a new one.
Yeah. Is that costly?
It can be. If you have a high-end server processor, that could be as much as $1,000.
What's the processor do?
That's the brain of the computer. That's what makes everything happen.
Oh, no wonder it's such a big deal. And when we talk about keeping those servers cool, I know that people stack stuff on there, especially on the fan, and it'll get all dusty, and that's not good.
Well, sometimes that happens. It's important that when you set your server up somewhere, you make sure that there's sufficient airflow around it. They all draw air in through the front and exhaust it out the back. That's true of your desktops as well. So you want to be sure you're not restricting the airflow. You also want to be sure that if you have more than one server, you have them pointed the same direction. You don't want one sucking in the hot air from another one. So make sure they're all organized the same direction. You also want to make sure that dust is kept to a minimum. This is another thing that you should think about with your workstations as well. You don't want to set it on the carpeted floor. There's a lot more dust down there, and it'll just suck it all inside the machine, and some of it will come out the back, but a lot more of it will stay trapped inside, and eventually that will clog the air vents and restrict the airflow. So you also want to have that cleaned out every once in a while and make sure that the air is still flowing
just
freely.
Just got to vacuum that out, right?
Yeah. Yep, you got to vacuum that out.
Now, as a DJ, my DJ company, we will work nightclubs, and they have these racks that they put the amplifiers in, and they have fans on them to keep them cool, too. And I know you should have a server rack if you have more than one, right?
Yes, that's a good way to get things up off the floor, keep things organized. Another thing you want to think about is the cables. A network of any size has a lot of cables that are generally coming into the same place that the server's located. You don't want those falling down behind or in front of your server because that will restrict airflow as well. The other advantage of keeping that neat and clean and the cables all coiled up is that in the event there's problems with your network, it's much easier to troubleshoot than when you have this rat's nest of cables.
All right, so I need to get all those cables in order then, don't I?
That would be a good idea.
Because, you know, you unplug it and you don't even know where it goes anymore because you got everything going crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, and the last thing we need to think about is expansion. You have to visualize what you may need down the road and have room for it.
Right. That could be one concern as well. But another thing, if you have multiple servers, you can buy one more powerful server and virtualize several servers on that. That'll reduce the amount of space you need and also reduce the heat. And of course, if these are kept in a confined space like a server room or a closet area, make sure there's enough ventilation and cooling in that room. Sometimes people find a little out of the way closet and they stuff the stuff in there and they shut the doors and they don't realize how hot it's getting behind there.
Should we turn those off when we're not using them?
Well, a server you're probably not going to turn off, particularly if it's receiving email for your company. You want that running all the time, even weekends. So no, they're not going to be turned off ever. If you're talking about your desktop, yes, you could turn that off. We talked about that last week, the week before.
Well, how do you monitor that, your server, whether it's, I don't know, wearing out or whatever? I don't have time to do that.
Well, you hire someone like KI, and we can come in and take a look and give you advice about how to improve the situation, whether or not what you have is adequate or it's time for an upgrade.
You like that segue into there?
Yeah, that was very nice, Tony.
All right, and speaking of that, how can people get in touch with KI Technology Group?
People can give us a call at 517-333-6540.
Computers and technology for the Tony Conley Morning Show are provided by KI Technology Group, and you've been listening to Tech Time with Group President Linda Lynch. Thank you.
You're welcome, Tony.
It's